listening to the CCA Podcast.
You know, as I was thinking about the witness choir coming this morning and just thinking about what that meant, and I was reminded of Psalm 145. It's really a favorite. It goes like this: I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. And here comes the part that I was especially thinking of. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your deeds. One generation will commend your works to another. One of the crucial things about the body of Christ, the church, is that it's all about one generation proclaiming God's praises to another. And the figure that I had in this last song that they just sang just really brings in the same metaphor, the metaphor of the table. Everybody has a place at the table. Every generation, the young and the old. How many of you have ever been like in a family situation where like they had the adults table and then they had the kids table? And anybody remember that? You know, that used to be kind of the common thing, you know, and you're just waiting for, you know, when you could finally get to the adults table, you know, have a place at the table. And I remember that feeling of like, oh man, you know, I get to be at the big people's table now. The television show Blue Bloods is really fascinating because it ends every show with what? They're sitting around the table. And it's all the generations coming together, and you've got Tom Selleck, and he's the chief of police, and he's the grandfather figure, and then his family members, and going on down to, you know, the teenage kids. And the cool thing is that it really shows a feeling. It shows an atmosphere of everybody at that table has a voice. And I think that it's an apt picture of what the church is about. In church, we don't have a big people's table and a little people's table. Everybody has a place at the table. And we all need to learn from and hear from one another. And because one generation will commend his works to the next, to the other. So just as much as you know, the kids need to hear from the adults commending God's works, because the adults have had a little bit more time on the planet and have a little bit more experience and know about God's works in ways that the kids don't. The kids are experiencing God with fresh eyes, and they're seeing him out of their perspective. And when they commend his works, you know, you guys, for us, you know, as you're sharing and singing this morning, it's like, boom, you know, I was just lifted up in my spirit, because it's like, yeah, this is it. This is the next generation proclaiming God's works to me, an old whatever I am. Yeah. And it touches my heart. And that's what the church is all about. And so one of the things we've got to continually focus on and remember is that everybody has a place at the table, and we've got to give them a voice. And so Pastor Hallie took off with the, you know, with this the kids' church folk, you know, CCA kids. They went downstairs already to kind of close out, but I was glad that they were up here. and seeing and get a sense of, you know, what this looks like. Because we've got to make sure that they have a place at our table, right? And we've got to give room for all the generations. One generation will commend his works to the other. One of the examples and models of someone who has done intergenerational ministry for years is Marie Strum. And we thought, I always get choked up at these kind of moments, and I don't know why. It's just me. It's just, Marie, where are you? Because I don't even see you. Oh, there you are. Okay. So, actually, what would be kind of cool, Nathan, I know you're taking a picture, but why don't you come up too? And then your granddaughter is up here, right? Which is she? Hi. So you got to stand here too, because we got to get the full picture. Come here in the middle where you're in the light, all three of you. Okay, Marie, come on over. I want the spotlight on you. Okay. So one generation will commend his works to another. So we got three generations. Uncle Nathan, Grandma Marie, and, oh, I knew your name, but now I... Lindsay. Okay, so granddaughter Lindsay. Yeah. Marie, what... You know, you poured 40-plus years into the kids of our church. Yes. What kept you going all that time?
It was every time I came and worked with the children, it was not work. It was so much enjoyment when they would come and they, at first they would cry, you know. And so I've figured out how to, you know, stop that. But then they would come and hug me, and it was a good thing, and I wanted to make sure that they knew that God made them through creation, yeah, and that he loved them through his son.
Yeah.
And so that's what it was, and we sang and, you know, snacks, and I can pick out a child, 2 to 3, in any situation, and I just love that age. Mm. I love you too, Lola.
So Marie, what challenge do you have to us as a congregation in terms of children's ministry? Just put it out there.
Children's ministry, I feel, is the most important ministry in the church, because if you teach them early and have fun with them, then they'll remember it. And especially when they go to school, that was why we emphasized God's great creation so much, and that Jesus loved them so much, so that it was in their hearts when they went out into school, at home. I miss it, but somebody's got to... Yeah. Yeah, somebody younger than me needs to help now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about Joy. She started out as a kid directing the dolls on the mantle. What happens, see, is God's calling. Marie was called, you know, at a very, very early age. I'm confident of that. And God has already set the pattern in your life for how he wants to use you in your unique giftedness. And the secret is just flowing into that, just not putting a break there, but saying, okay, and look what came out of Joy directing puppets. I mean, dolls, you know. And here they are, you know, and year after year. That's pretty cool. And so, you know, the challenge that God's putting in front of us is, okay, Lord, what have you laid in me already that you want to use to help me invest in that next generation? And it might just be taking some younger people out to dinner, or it might just be, it might be teaching a Sunday school class. It might be doing children's church, like many, many of you are doing. But let's make sure there's a place at the table for every generation. And young people in the congregation, we need your voices. We need your voices in us. We got to hear one generation commending his works to the next. Marie, we honor you. We love you so much. And thank you for that faithful service. And so we have a little gift. It's a gift certificate to Sky Nursery, you know.
So,
yeah, see, that's, so we know that's Marie's happy place, you know. And this whole series has been about happier life, so her life just got happier. She learned long ago that there's bacteria in the soil that release endorphins in our body system, and so she's happiest when her fingernails are in the dirt. So, Nathan, would you do me the favor of praying for your mom and blessing her?
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for Marie's faithful service to you, for her love for your children for these many years, for your blessing upon her ministry, and for the people that she guided and shepherded along to become your people as they grew older and remembered back upon her love for them and your love that she taught them. And that was something that will carry them through for the remainder of their lives, Lord. We just thank you for that, for the blessings that you've, in return, poured out on her life, for the people she's encountered and fondly remembers and still loves to this day. We thank you, Lord, for her service, and we pray that you would continue to bless her. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.